Let me say, first of all, congratulations, and you deserve it. And I'm so happy the film is doing so well. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful story.
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
It's sad, but so now, where were you when you got the nomination, and what happened, and all that?
I was asleep in bed. Michelle and I had been up all night. We just had a little baby, Matilda.
Congratulations on that too, little baby.
3 months. Yeah.
So she wasn't sleeping that night.
No, she was up at 1, then up at 3, and then we were woken up at 5 with the phone call, and I don't know. I can't even remember who it was who called me, but we just kind of looked at each other and had a little cuddle and went back to sleep.
So you both, like, on the phone call, you found out both of you were nominated.
Yeah.
And you both went like, okay, and went back to sleep?
Yeah. We're just exhausted lately. I was sitting backstage watching everyone dance, and you're all good dancers, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw The Running Man. I haven't seen that in the longest time.
Yeah.
I love The Running Man.
We bring back old school here.
Good. And the sprinkler.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just absolutely flat out exhausted, and I felt so bad coming on, because this is like the most exciting show on TV, and you've got such wonderful energy, and I was like falling asleep back there.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
But I've had a coffee and some M&Ms, and I'm good.
Yeah, well, then you'll crash in about 5 minutes. This will be over soon. You'll be fine, and then you'll crash.
Okay.
But you must be exhausted. I mean, because when you are in a film, you have to do press anyway. Then you get nominated, and it's just more press and a brand new baby.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we've been trying to help audiences out and get more invested in the Oscars this year, because I think that people really have to see the films in order to get invested and care who wins or loses. So we've been doing scenes from each movie that's nominated.
Okay.
And I don't know if you saw this, but I did a quick scene from Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, good.
And I actually played your character.
Oh, good.
Let me show you. This was last week.
And now, a dramatic reenactment from the Academy Award nominee for Best Picture, Brokeback Mountain.
That was really good.
I wish I knew how to quit you in a... first of all, I heard that you... picked that role. You could have done either of them, and you picked Ennis. Why did you pick him? And why did he talk that way?
All right, I'll answer the first question. I don't know. I felt like I had something to give to that character. I really liked that he had very few words to express his battle, and I knew it was going to be very physical, and I like kind of physical transformations, and I like representing kind of emotions in the body and in the voice, and that takes us to the voice question, and the accent and the mouth, like as you're doing, kind of the clenched fist, it was exactly that. It was a clenched, he was a clenched person, and any form of expression I wanted to be painful, including words and speaking, and so the mouth became clenched, and the words had to, fight their way out from within, and the accent, I had to find the regional accent, which was Wyoming, with a splash of Texas, and then I characterized it, tried to close it up a little bit, and I also used it because I had to age, and I thought that was going to be the biggest challenge for me, and doing that subtly, and I end up using the accent as my main tool, and it starts off a little pitched a little higher, and with a little bit more enthusiasm and energy, and then it just gets kind of lower and more desolate and tragic.
It was really wonderful, and that makes total sense that you would choose. It's interesting that you decided to do that, to close him up so much so that it became physical instead of just emotional like that. And Michelle, who I adore, because she was in If These Walls Could Talk, too, who I met her then, and she's just, I love
brilliant.
Her. And I'm so happy for the two of you and to have... Now, Matilda, how did that name come up?
We were on a subway going from Manhattan home to Brooklyn. And I don't know, we're just for...
You knew it was going to be a girl?
We did. We cheated. We needed to know if it was going to be pink or blue, for the clothes and stuff.
Nobody was thinking the skin.
Yeah.
But, yeah.